Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. I hope you enjoy listening to these podcasts as much as I enjoy doing them. For those that are new to these podcasts, the purpose is to give you the summation of the latest scientific information, my experience with patients, my experience sharing with Dr. Pauline Liss, an integrative physician in New York. I read dozens and dozens of medical nutrition studies on a daily basis, listen to other podcasts, listen to health videos. I love sharing this kind of information. You know, as a teenager, I had my first gym, my first weight loss gym, bodybuilding gym also. And all my friends did really well, but I never seemed to put on the muscles. I guess I was eating the wrong things. And also, my interest was piqued because I lost my parents 6 weeks apart when I was 30 years old from cancer and heart disease. And I said, I don't want to go that route. And so this is what I've been doing. Fortunately, the field has changed. For many years when I was doing it, it was considered quackery. You could actually get arrested practicing medicine without a license, and it was not a good time. But things have changed, and the pendulum has swung, and I think that's really good. I think the problem is there's so much information. How do you make sense of all this health information? Is it just, based on three rats? Is it just to sell a supplement? Is there some science to it? And I'll talk about that in these podcasts. And the title of the podcast, basically is anti-aging. And anti-aging starts very early in life. I remember people used to make fun of me because I was taking vitamin C. But if I look at myself now and I look at them, I guess I was right. But again, we have so much new information. And so let me get into a couple of topics that have piqued my interest. One of them is this whole wheat and gluten issue and format diet. And, it sold a lot of books and made lots and lots of people famous, and dozens and dozens of, industry products, gluten-free. I think the balance of nutrition science points out that we got a little carried away, that there is true gluten disease, and you can get tested for the genes, and a practitioner can work you up, and if that's the problem, you go on a gluten-free diet. Fine. But the idea that everyone needs to be on a gluten-free diet, I have my doubts. Now, people will tell you, oh, I go on this diet and I feel terrific. Well, there is a placebo response. We know that. Placebo response with medicines, placebo response with supplements. Is it the placebo? Well, there hasn't particularly been double-blind placebo-controlled studies on healthy individuals to see if it really is true. So I think, again, I get back to the really listening to your body and understanding the big picture. Wheat occurs in different forms and different foods with other ingredients. Is it the other ingredients that are bothering you? Who knows? But I think that, there are benefits to a grain diet for many people. And maybe based on your genetic system, maybe your digestive system, your hormonal system, it's not good for you. Well, the famous story, the anecdote I love is I go to a doctor and the doctor says, your thumb's all swollen. Yeah, it's red and swollen. And the doc asks, how come? And the patient says, well, I keep hitting my thumb with a hammer. And the doctor says, well, I have the answer. Stop hitting your thumb with the hammer. If you consistently do something and you, to your experience, feel bad, you feel tired, you feel anxious, well, try not doing it and see how you feel. Try not to become part of the fads. Become part of what's been tested over, you know, the decades, which is, there is no such thing as a balanced diet, but a whole food rich in phytonutrient diet is important. And people will ask me, because they know I'm always trying new things, what's the latest one you're into? Well, I'm into anthocyanidines. Anthocyanidines are the pink, red color in berries. And other foods like purple corn and purple squash. But the richest source seems to be berries. Raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. That's right, raspberries are not blue, but they have something called ellagic acid, which is also good. And another one of my current favorites now is aronia, another interesting berry. So I start my day with a berry smoothie with some oat milk. I really try and stay away from the dairy. I think there is an issue. There's some compounds in dairy, lactoalbumin and colostrum, and there's, you know, there's probably some benefit, and occasionally I'll consume some no-fat dairy, but, you know, I'm not a baby cow, and so it's not on the top of my list. There are populations that, such as the Asian population, have very low rates of osteoporosis, who never consume dairy products. So the idea is, oh, you need the calcium from the dairy products. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I'd like to, you know, support the dairy farmers, and I think that's, you know, important. But I don't think it makes a big, big, big contribution to a healthy program. Maybe occasional raw milk might be interesting. And, you know, I'm not a fanatic. Okay, a little bit's not going to hurt you. In fact, you know, the other day we had some, I was out with my daughter, and we tried some green tea or mate ice cream. It was pretty good. Is it a regular part of my diet? No. So let's get back to, you know, the big picture. Balance and listening. So important. So as I was just talking about, I think the anthocyanidines are going to be, you know, really, really major in the whole big health picture based on the research that's going on now. And of course, the other one, which is I talk about so often, is the broccoli seed. Or broccoli sprouts, if you can stand them. I personally can't stand them as many times as I've tried. So I use broccoli seed. The broccoli seed was developed originally for research at Johns Hopkins on cancer by Dr. Talladay. Decades and decades of research showing that there's a compound, sulforaphane, made from glucoraphanin in the broccoli seed. It does occur in other foods, but not in the amount in the broccoli seed. And I've seen so many great clinical responses with the broccoli seed. There was a client of mine whose brother, Betty's brother, was diagnosed with brain cancer in Poland. Young fellow. And by the time, and we got him on the broccoli seed, Vitalica. And by the time they went in and did the procedure, they said, you don't need any more treatment. It'll take out what's there, but it looks really good compared to the pictures before they went in and did the surgery, or before he was on the broccoli seed. It's so powerful that, you know, there's a Evogen, a company in England, startup company, is trying to find a way of using a pharmaceutical version of the sulforaphane in the broccoli seed. So if you'd like to experience incredible health benefits from a natural compound, the one that I suggest and use, is Vitalica, V-I-T-A-L-I-C-A, Vitalica Physician. You can find it eBay under Vitamin Wholesalers, or you can go to, again, I'll say it slowly, VitalicaSupplements.com. VitalicaSupplements.com. Look for the Vitalica Physician. That's the strongest dose of the broccoli seed available. That's why it was created originally for physicians, but now it's available to the public. And you don't really need it for general health. One or two capsules is fine. If you have a really serious health issue you're dealing with, you can increase the dose. But it's a food, so I wouldn't worry about it. There really are no side effects that I've seen in the literature. So that's VitalicaSupplements.com. Okay, so let's get into some of the real exciting anti-aging information. On the ends of chromosomes is a cap. And this cap is called the telomere. Telomere is a cap that protects the chromosome, the DNA in a sense. And there seems to be a really strong correlation in normal cells now, for long telomeres. There's an enzyme called telomerase, which seems to control the length of the telomeres, and there are lots of lifestyle factors that can affect telomeres. You know, stress can help, unfortunately, shorten telomeres, and poor life habits, you know, excessive drinking and smoking and maybe toxic metals can affect the telomeres. And certainly in animal studies, long telomeres seems to be related to longer, healthier life. I mean, there was a study done on canine cells and canines, and there seemed to be a strong correlation between the breed that lived nice, healthy, long lives and long telomeres. And there are lots and lots of products out there that claim, you know, to do this, and we're still in early research on this, but certainly healthy lifestyles, and again, the things I've talked about, you know, the broccoli seed and the berries and possibly NAD, which is a big hot item now. Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide seems to be hot as an anti-aging compound. I think that fish oils are really important. You know, those omega 3 and omega 6 are not just for cardiovascular, but they're for cell health and brain health, especially DHEA. So I include, you know, fish oils in my program, in my diet. I think they're really, really important. Getting a telomere test at this point, the woman who won the Nobel Prize for the discovery of this had a company that was measuring telomeres, and she stopped because she didn't believe we're at that point of accuracy. So you can watch this, and I'll keep you informed of this whole idea of telomeres. And the other hot item in anti-aging research is senolic cells. These are zombie cells that are good and bad, have good and bad qualities. They might help prevent cancer, but they also can clog up your machinery and cause damage. It's really not the senolic cell itself, it's what they make and how many senolic cells you have. Again, the balance. And there's some many, many drug companies working on senolic drugs right now, and there's some research at quercetin. I use the Life Extension Optimized Quercetin, which you can get at Talking Herbals. Quercetin.com, because there seems to be some research that a combination of quercetin and ECGC from green tea might have a beneficial effect on these senolytic cells. Again, being implicated in many age-related diseases. And that's what I keep getting to. Avoid age-related conditions. Don't take this as an automatic. Imagine if every morning you got up and you looked in the mirror and you said, like the famous movie, I'm getting younger and younger and younger. Or at least I'm staying the same. But it takes work. Or just maybe good luck. Yeah, roll the dice. Okay, so even though my grandfather lived to 96 and he lived in a time with a lot of lead in the environment and all sorts of poor sanitation, other things, but there wasn't the processed foods, and at the same time he had smoked his whole life. Well, I'm looking back at his pictures. He made it to that age, okay, but he aged. And if you think back and look at pictures, today's, for healthy boomers, 65 is like 40. 65 in those days was like, was old. And so we have to change that model. And, part of anti-aging research now is regenerative medicine or regenerative science. How do we turn on those regenerative systems in the body? Through embryonic stem cell manipulation, up until 8 weeks, those cells can become anything in the body. And, there are various species that, you can cut off a leg or an arm and they'll regenerate. How wonderful that we can harness regenerative medicine. But until those days come, and there's a lot of money being spent now on this kind of research, trying to work at what we know, okay, which is real balance in your diet, whole food. I keep saying this over and over again, ad nauseum, and get that exercise in, high intensity, get some high intensity exercise in. That's where the benefit seems to come in, whether it's going up, if you don't have heart disease, going up a couple of flights of stairs like I do, or some hills, or walking fast. But you got to get that engine moving. That's really, really, really important. So we come to the end of this podcast. So it's like my way of, since I don't have a script of thinking, what's next. We come to the end of this podcast. Please share it. Please subscribe so you get the latest health information. I want to thank you so much for listening.